and WBAI New York. I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.
Gold Mary in the bag, tied around my knee for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, earth from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Oh, I got husky clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bone, y'all. I can leave, keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Urban, urban, urban.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my trusty able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
Doing well, Doc. Thank you for asking.
It's a beautiful day out there today. The sun is shining, but, Lord, the snow is on the way, they tell me. You know, last week, you know, I talk about snow, even though I'm from Cleveland, but I hate snow. Cold weather. But last week, we started our I, Too, Have a Dream series. And today, we will focus on my dream of ending diabetes and its horrendous complications. You know, I have a dream of a stress-free community where we live together harmoniously, a community free of self-destructive behaviors that often includes our eating, drinking, and drugging.
Yes.
I have a dream that we will learn to love ourselves again, something really missing and with too many people, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to identify our personal passion. Our personal passion. If you don't have a reason to live, you don't have a reason to change. I have a dream of community gardens and walking clubs with waiting lists to get in, scattered throughout the DMV. These clubs will be supported by enthusiastic youth as well as motivated seniors. I can see community co-ops, cooking classes that promote life-giving and life-supporting foods, Brother Frank, that taste good.
Yes.
I can even see community economic empowerment centers that are supported by a full spectrum of our community. The high to the low, all are welcome and encouraged to be a part of this community. You know, when we look at diabetes, yes, I have a dream, because 50 to 55 Americans have diabetes or prediabetes. And if you are African American, you're almost twice as likely to have diabetes as if you were Caucasian. And the complications of diabetes are also much more frequent within the black community. But today, this afternoon, I am not wringing my hands because I got a dream, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I got a dream that we can end diabetes and we can end it now. To help us with this, we have, as our guest, someone that is an authority on diabetes and how to reverse it. Frank, can you introduce to some and present to others our guest today, please?
Gladly, but it would take too long to do him honor. You know, this is heavy, heavyweight. I'm telling you, Dr. Cheetahman, Dr. Wayman Wendell Cheatham. Just a few highlights. He's an undergraduate in chemistry from Washington at Venice U. He got his doctor of medicine from Penn State. He was board certified in internal medicine and endocrinology and metabolism. Dr. Cheatham is a fellow of the American College of Endocrinology. He's an associate editor of Journal of Diabetes and Metabolism and the Journal of Research Administration. He was the assistant vice president of MedStar Clinical Research Centers, Mercy. He's the past chief of the Division of Endocrinology at Howard University Hospital. I'll end there. I could take 20 more minutes. Dr. Wendell Cheatham.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I met Doc when I went to work to NIH. He was there, and he went to med school 1 year, and I went the following year, and we've been friends ever since. And that's the thing I can say. Dr. Cheatham is my friend. He's a heavyweight, but he's a heavyweight as my friend. You know, I've listed a whole series of incentives that if one would look at it, they seem crazy and improbable and probably even impossible to most people. But I found that Dr. Cheatham in many ways is just as crazy as I am, you know?
Sure.
You know, he's been, even though he's a strong academician, he has been in, you know, whenever I had a question about herbs and diabetes or something dealing with health issues in endocrine, I could call Dr. Cheatham. And he was always up on it. So I want Dr. Cheatham to help us to understand how we can actually prevent and in some cases reverse diabetes. Dr. Cheatham, is this actually possible?
Dr. Watkins, you are right on. And let me say that it's such a privilege and an honor to be with you and Brother Smith again to greet your audience and to give them pearls of information that they can use today to turn things around in their lives. Those horrible statistics that you just quoted about the prevalence of diabetes, the prevalence of pre-diabetes, and what we know to be the complications of diabetes, which many people aren't really totally aware of. All of that can be prevented or the risk turned around if people would just pay attention to the pearls that you try to give them every week on your program and the information that is already published and validated through scientific study.
You know, it appears to me that one of the major obstacles that's preventing us from accomplishing this dream that you and I both have is our thinking and our addiction to our deadly lifestyle. You know, we talked about it last week, Doc, that it's almost that we're enslaving ourselves. You know, and we need to free ourselves. I know you're an endocrinologist, not a psychiatrist or psychologist, but, you know, how do we get people to make this mental and emotional, the changes in the mental and emotional attachment that's really leading to this destructive behavior? How do we do this?
Well, one of the things, Dr. Watkins, that we need to do to encourage our patients and our friends, our colleagues to do, is to put into practice what we already know or what we have been told or what is written. I often think about what experiences I've had, for example, when I have gone to church, and you and I both are church goers, and we try to go to church every week. But sometimes I wonder when I sit there in the pews and I see individuals clapping and saying amen and standing up sometimes to agree with the words that have just been spoken. I wonder sometimes if individuals think that that's all there is to going to church or being religious, that they just need to be there on the weekend and stand up and clap, as opposed to doing what their religion has told them their mission really should be. And that's what we have to get people to do with diabetes. People get encouraged when they hear things. For example, your listeners on the radio are happy to hear the information that you have given them week after week. But sometimes people get the idea that that's all they need to do is listen and hear. And they can even repeat it or parrot it to their friends or relatives. But what really has to happen is people have to put it into practice. They have to change. They have to become involved and not only know it, but they have to do it.
Yep.
You know, I when we look at this destructive behavior, you know, you notice I put eating as one of the destructive behaviors, because we kill more people with the fork and spoon than we do with the gun in this country.
Yes.
or the knife, you know. And we're doing it every day, and it's amazing. I had a psychologist on one time, and as we were discussing this thing, he said, you know, these people are committing suicide. I said, yes, and when they feed it to their family, they're committing murder.
That's right.
You know, but we don't take this thing serious. You know, it is really serious. We have to recognize that our behaviors is responsible, all right? And then once we understand that, then we need to open our eyes. You know, I've said many times, I'm a project boy. I'm a welfare kid. But from age 5, I wanted to be a doctor. Age 5, I wanted to be a doctor. I mean, I saw myself moving out of that sphere. Now, I didn't want to be a doctor to make a whole lot of money, which I don't. But I wanted to be a doctor because I wanted to help people. I felt that there were some things that I could do in medicine to help people get well. the point I'm making is that even though I was in a depressed area, all right, there was still vision. It turns out my best friend in the projects, Junebug, became the first person to ever get a PhD in psychology from Howard. You know, we used to walk into projects talking about what we were going to do, you know, because we recognize that we have more to give than just, you know, drink liquor and go to parties and, you know. So we need people to recognize that they are of value, Dr. Cheatham, and therefore they don't have they need to learn to love themselves again. You know, I suggest to my patient that they focus on what their passions are. All right? Because if you have a reason to live, you have a reason to change.
Yep. Exactly right.
Yeah. So that's, I believe, that's the first step. We got to really focus on getting people to recognize they're of value, you know, and that, you know, I used to think that people just wanted to die because they weren't making the changes that they knew that they needed to make. And I tell people I made a mistake and I prayed about it. And I asked the Lord, why do they want to die? He said, they don't want to die. Then why don't they change? They can't change. Can an Ethiopian change his skin or a leopard spot? Neither can someone who's doing evil do good. So, but then he showed me that if they focus on something different, if they focus on him, if they focus on where they want to go, if they focus on what they want to be, they will be changed into that same thing. That is crazy, but it's reality.
It's the truth. That's right.
And if we get our children to focus on that, then that will be something that we can accomplish. Now, one of the things that I talked about in that little I have a dream scenario is walking clubs. Why is walking important for diabetes, Dr. Cheatham?
Well, we're talking about individuals moving their muscles, moving their ligaments, their joints, and allowing their body to transfer the energy that they have taken in from the foods that they've eaten, and hopefully they're eating good foods, they're eating nutritious foods, they're eating non-adulterated foods. But when the energy comes from those foods, that energy goes through the intestinal system, goes to the stomach, and then through the small intestines, nutrients are taken up and gone. They go into the liver and through the liver into the rest of the body. And those nutrients are there to sustain our basic needs for heart and brain function, but also to be there to provide nutrition for our muscles. But if we have too much of that nutrition circulating in our body and not being used, it's going to be laid down as fat. And it'll be laid down in fat tissue not only on our arms and our legs, but inside our bellies. Mm-hmm. And when it gets laid down inside our bellies, that fat changes the way our body uses what we have eaten and starts to cause the body to produce things that are harmful to us in general. Those things become harmful because they create chemicals and metabolites that will raise our cholesterol, will raise our triglycerides, will create compounds that will make our blood clot more easily and clot inappropriately and lead to strokes and heart attacks, blockages in blood supply to the limbs, as well as cause individuals even to lose their normal mental function, memory. Mm-hmm. We've recently determined that how your body metabolizes energy has a big role to play in whether or not you might develop Alzheimer's and other conditions. So exercise, getting good oxygenation through your lungs, into your bloodstream, and then using the muscle function to burn the energy and to not allow fat to start to accumulate in various parts of your body, play a big role. It's just not the fat that you see and you can feel. The fat inside of the abdomen actually transforms the chemicals that your body is capable of making, so that fat inside of your abdomen begins to cause problems that will raise blood pressure, block your major blood vessels, cause problems in regard to how your brain is metabolizing, and in general cause you to age very, very rapidly. So exercise is extremely important.
All right, and so we're going to our goal is to start these walking clubs all around the DMV so that individuals will feel safe, and plus they'll have groups. Now, we're in the midst of a pledge drive.
And
what are we going to do about this?
What are we going to do about it, Dr. Watkins? What are we doing about it?
We're going to raise.
That's
we're gonna
right.
We're going to double our goal.
That's right.
Our goal is 750, but I have a dream.
Hey, look, if we can have a world where black people aren't suffering from diabetes, we can certainly have a world where we are completely supported by the people. And that is what we are going for. Thank you for having me. I am so enthralled by this information. I'm taking notes. So thank you for another excellent program. I know that many of our listeners, and see, someone already came in. Thank you. Yep. Are doing what I'm doing. They're listening. They're taking notes. They're being aware. They're thinking about when they're going to start their walking club. And you can help support that which supports you right now by calling 800-222-9739 or going online to WPFWFM.org. Those are the ways to connect with us. If you're on the phone already and you want to use the text to donate, you simply send WPFWFM to 801-801. We want to say thank you to Anonymous out of Bowie, Maryland. Thank you so much for your generous pledge of support going online and doing that. And they are saying keep up the life-saving work, and that is indeed what Dr. Watkins does. So thank you very much, Anonymous, and thank you, Dr. Watkins. We have $710 to go and a little over a half hour to do it, about 40 minutes. To do that, or 37 to be exact. We can do this together, folks. This is Black History Month. We're talking about conditions that disproportionately affect black people. They haven't, I don't think, unless I missed it, they touched on hypertension, but you know, these are the twins. You got diabetes and you got high blood pressure. This is, you know, these are the twins in the black community. And Dr. Watkins brings you information to eradicate these things. It is not a life sentence of taking pharmaceuticals to control your pressure or your diabetes or an injection or patches. No, it is food be our medicine. And Dr. Watkins tells you all about that. He also tells you about the herbs that you can take. And most importantly, moving your body. We got to get out there and take care of us, you know, because we are so important. We are the foundation of this country. And so we want to make sure that we stay healthy for a long time and make Black History Month every month and make sure that these diseases that plague the black community are eradicated. And one way you can do that is by supporting To Your Health, giving us the tools, and everyone else suffers as well, but we are disproportionately suffering. So one way you can do that is by supporting To Your Health on WPFW every Monday, a very informative listen from 1 until 2 p.m., 800-222-9739, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. $710 to go. And Dr. Watkins, I feel good. I think we can do this.
I know that we can. And because people know that we can change, you know. And I believe that this vision that I have, this dream that I have will be transmitted to many, many people already. Everyone I talk to, because I'm already developing a team, to accomplish this. And some even last week said, look, they want to be a part of it. And so we're going to come together and we're going to make a difference. And when we're together, you know, Katia, they can't stop us. They can't stop us. So
exactly. A people united will never fail. That's right.
That's right. So give us a call.
That's right. 800-222-9739. WPFWFM.org, the ways to connect. And I still want to come back with Dr. Watkins and thank many of you for helping us to exceed this goal, double this goal. So make that call right now.
All right. All right. You know, Dr. Cheatham, one of the things that you and I share in common is we love to eat.
That's exactly right.
But we love to eat healthy foods that taste good. All right. And one of the dreams that we have is to develop these cooking and food prep courses. We have people who know how to throw down, if you please, you know, and to make this food, healthy food, taste good, you know, But why food, Doc, when it comes to diabetes? Why food?
Well,
why does it make such a difference?
It makes such a difference because those nutrients that come in the foods that we eat have to be disposed of or stored in some manner. And unfortunately, many of our people, especially in the Black community, have been raised and have been taught to eat foods that are carryovers from slavery. Mm. And those foods that are carryovers from slavery were foods that the so-called master didn't want to eat. They were tossaways. So what we unfortunately sometimes today called, because that's all that our forefathers and foremothers knew how to cook, we call it soul food, but it's really slave food. Yep. And those slave foods that we learned how to use were high in fats, high in salt, high in cholesterol, and today in individuals who have come into the modern age, those are the foods that cause high blood pressure and also will lead to elevations in blood sugar and elevations in lipids such as cholesterol, triglycerides, and those agents that help to cause the blood to clot inappropriately and block vessels going to our heart, to our brain, and elsewhere in our body. And even these elevated levels affect blood sugar. Now, most people think diabetes is just sugar, but it's not. It turns out that eating fatty, heavy, greasy foods will raise the blood sugar faster and higher than even eating.
Say that again, brother.
Eating foods that are high in fats and grease, fried foods heavy in oils and shortening, foods that have been cooked in those fats will raise the blood sugar higher and faster than if people were just eating sweets. Mm. Because the liver actually transforms the fats and oils into substances that eventually can cause the sugar to be elevated, and those fats and oils actually block the natural function of our internal insulin that is made naturally inside of the body, block its ability to dispose of the sugar that may come in our diet or may even have been produced from other substances that we've eaten, such as proteins and other things that can also be converted into sugar. Those fats block those processes, and people will tell you who are checking their blood sugars for any reason, they'll tell you, you know, if I have fried food, I can't figure out what I did because I didn't eat any sugar. But when I checked my blood sugar after I ate that fried chicken, or I ate those French fries, or I had those patties that were deep fried, my blood sugar went sky high. And you know, it took me even more medicine to get it to come down than I would normally have to use if I had just seen my blood sugar go up because I had eaten some sweets inappropriately.
Yeah. People are just misinformed, and that's why we're here on WPFW giving this information, and that's why we're going to be out in the community. And now, can healthy food taste good,
Doctor? Oh, my. Yes. In fact, you know, before I came over to join you on the station this morning, I was watching a program being broadcast about nutrition in Thailand, way across the Pacific, over in Southeast Asia. And they have multiple restaurants in Thailand that are vegan restaurants and vegetarian restaurants. They don't serve the traditional seafood or the pork or the beef or other flesh foods. They just serve foods that are made of vegetables and vegetable sources. And how good those foods are. The restaurants are packed with people eating vegetarian food cooked the traditional way in Thailand, but without fats and oils and flesh.
And enjoying it.
And enjoying it.
Yes.
Enjoying
yes.
it. Lines outside the restaurant, people waiting to get in.
You know, like we have lines trying to get in the burger joint. They have lines, and they live so much longer.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
And I know that you've done diabetes programs around the world. Do we find a difference in the incidence of diabetes in those countries where they eat a lot of plant-based foods?
Yes, we do. We actually find that if people are in a community that eats plant-based foods primarily, the incidence of diabetes is lower, and the longevity, the number of years people live, is much longer. And there are certain areas around the world where people can identify so-called blue zones. And those blue zones are areas where they've identified in trying to do research to figure out what's going on differently in these areas, because these people are living into their 100s and they don't have high blood pressure and they're not being disabled by strokes and they're not having to have amputations and they're not having to go on kidney dialysis. What's different about them? And they found out that these are people who eat vegetable-based diets and don't put a lot of salt and sodium in their food.
All right. So, Brother Frank, I understand we have some people to thank.
Yes, sir. We got Mona, who's a patient of yours. Thank you for your contribution. And we have Anonymous, and he says, thank you for your mission of good health to all. And he's from McLean, Virginia, or he or she is from McLean, Virginia.
All right.
Anonymous.
And we're $440 short of the prescribed goal, but we want to exceed that. So we want you to call quickly to 202-588-8255. 1-800-222-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 while we're talking now. Some years ago, Dr. Cheatham, I was on a White House panel and discussing food to programs to take care of indigent. And Robert Rodale, who at the time was the publisher of Prevention Magazine, was on the panel, and he came up to me at the break, and he said that one of his colleagues looked at people all over the world that lived the longest, and the one thing they had in common was gardening. Now I know that you are a gardener, because when we had our program at the church, you had a garden at the church, then you had another garden at your home in your backyard.
That's exactly right.
Why is gardening so important for health in general, but for diabetes in particular?
Yes. So that exercise that comes from gardening is so good. Again, we've spoken about getting good fresh air into your lungs, oxygenating your red blood cells, but then moving your muscles so that those muscles in your limbs are not only becoming stronger, but they also help to use up the nutrients that you have eaten so that those nutrients don't get shunted into storage form and thereby cause problems with fat accumulation. But it also turns out that flexing the muscles in your limbs, especially in your legs, help to return blood to your heart so it can be pumped through the body again after being oxygenated in the lungs. It's very easy. People who have worked with water hoses and so forth know that it's great to have water in a hose if the area where you want the water to go is down. But if the area where the water you want the area where you want the water to go is up, you have to make sure you have a good head of pressure or a pump that can pump that water up. Or the same thing is true in your body. It's easy to get the blood down into your legs and feet, but getting that blood back out of your legs and feet requires muscle activity. And it cannot be dependent on the heart, because the heart isn't connected there through large, compliant blood vessels. You have to move the muscles in your limbs to get that blood pumped back out of your legs and back into your general main circulation to be pumped around through your heart. So exercising your muscles is extremely important. It not only helps you use energy and get oxygen to your muscles, and thereby take nutrition in to be used, but it also improves your circulation.
So now does gardening have any impact on stress, which is a major factor with diabetes also?
Oh yes. In fact, sometimes when I would come home from the office, perhaps I would have had a day where perhaps we were getting behind in handling the patient load, or we had other things that were putting stress on us. Going out into the garden afterwards and just working in the garden helped to relieve my mind. I began to think about my responsibility to grow these vegetables and looking and observing for things there that were at the ends of my fingers that I could manipulate and control there. And that gave me mental release. So gardening is extremely helpful when it comes to mental hygiene and mental function.
Yes. And Brother Frank, what do we have in terms of contributions?
We've got 340 to go. 410 has been donated. We have Sydney Chambers, who's also a patient of yours.
Long-time patient. Who's going to be helping in our project, too.
Yep. And he wants people to know Doc got off, got him off the cigarettes in 3 days, and it worked.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
He had smoked for over 50 years, Brother
50
Frank.
Years.
Yes, and in 3 days, he was off.
And Mona is one of your patients as well.
Yes, yes, yes. So we want more of our patients.
Definitely.
Well, the way that they can connect is to dial 800-222-9739. You can do as Sydney and Anonymous and Mona have done, and make that call that makes the difference. We have only $340 to go. We have 20 minutes to do it. And let's do this for Dr. Watkins and Frank Smith, a beautiful program they do every week. They book incredible guests, and they just offer the knowledge because it is out there for us to share, to be healthier, to be whole. And Dr. Watkins instills that in us. So please make that call that makes the difference. Support to your health. 800-222-9739 or WPFWFM.org. 340 to go.
All right, all right. And we know that we're going to get that and we're going to exceed that. So let's not wait till the last minute. Let's jump on it right now. You know, Dr. Cheatham, one of the things that I put down as something that we need to do is have develop a community health club, a community health club, you know, where we're not just focusing in on medicines. Although, you know, I tell my patients, I don't snatch patients off medicine. You have to earn the right to come off the medicine.
Right.
But if you are willing to make changes in your lifestyle, changes first in your thinking, and that's why we talked about thinking in the beginning, the emotions and so forth, you know, and we got to quit making excuses while we eating this junk. you know, we got to go ahead and do this thing for people, because it is critically important that we change. And this community health club, as I see it, is something. One of the things that I have my patients do, my diabetic patients in particular and hypertensive patients, I have them call me every day. Now, we're developing another system of monitoring, but it's so important to monitor people and to encourage them and to smack them upside the head when they mess up, and then hug them and let them know that they're loved and
they can do it.
What do you think about this community health club, Dr. Cheatham?
Yes, quite definitely. It would be the key to helping individuals in the community improve their health, because it gives them the social interaction, the ability to share what they have learned, also to share some of the obstacles that they may have faced in changing their lifestyle. And they can pick up key pearls of wisdom from people that they come into contact with, as well as when they listen to you as the expert, they can actually listen to us as the experts. They can get the information that's necessary. But, you know, we as humans are born and bred, and in we are infused with the need to be together with other humans.
Mm-hmm.
And those communities help us to form patterns of life and living. We can model one person against the other and see how the other person is doing it, and we can put those practices into place. We share information of what hasn't worked, and if it's in the community in which we live, it means we don't have to think it's something foreign or something strange or
That's
something
right.
we can't do. We see it happening right in our own communities. And that also means it also helps you to get momentum so that you can get the nutritious foods, the healthy foods, into your community. So often in our communities, especially in the inner cities, you know, those little corner stores sometimes don't hold much in the way of fresh vegetables and foods that we want to be the principles of our diet. But if you get enough people together, requesting that or demanding those types of foods, either those people in the corner stores will start to stock it, or you can develop your own organization that will bring those healthy foods into the community and on a regular basis provide those healthy greens and grains and nuts for individuals to use, and also make sure that the prices are the kind of prices that we can pay.
And it also becomes a vehicle to get the education in.
Yes.
You know, because we can do the classes, and knowledge is power. You know, I remember early in my marriage, my brother-in-law came to visit us, and we were sitting at the table eating. He was at one end, I was at the other, and he was on his second helping of spaghetti and meatballs. All right. And he stopped. And he said, "But Mateo, I thought you don't eat meat." I said, "I don't." He said, "Well, what is this?" I said, "It's not meat." Like I said, he was on his second helping.
Yeah.
You know, he was enjoying it.
Yes.
And he thought it was flesh, but it was not. You know, and there's so much that we can do to expose people. We went to Detroit one time to a Baptist church there, and after I spoke, we served a total vegetarian meal, and the people could not believe it that they didn't have meat. They enjoyed it so much. And so, you know, we can really help people through this community health club. And then you mentioned something that's so important. We talked about it last week. There have been several community co-ops, all right, that fail partly because of lack of support. But if we have the community behind us, all right, and we develop our own co-ops, I call it economic empowerment centers.
You got it.
Economic empowerment centers where we have the capacity to determine what comes into our community and what stays out. All right. And we can do it. You know?
We can do it. And you've got the whole ball of wax there together. That is, we have a need. We have the community, we have the people, and the economics are there. And whenever there is an economic advantage, people will come, suppliers will come, and it will benefit us if we're giving guidance for healthful nutrition and community activity.
Yeah, one of the things that we've talked about is working with farmers.
Yes.
All right? And encouraging them to grow healthy organic foods. I was talking about one company. I won't give the name of it, but it's a very, very large company. And they're spraying their foods with these pesticides. And it blocks 80% of the absorption of magnesium.
Oh, my. A very, very vital chemical.
90-95% is blocked just by spraying the pesticides. And that's just one of the things that they've looked at. So we know that it's doing other stuff too. But when we have our own, God blesses the man and woman and boy and girl that has his own. And just to say that boy and girl thing, to expose our children at an early age that they can do it, all right? That they have the power to make a difference, you know? People talk about Trump. Trump don't bother me. We determine what we're going to do.
You all got right? it.
And if That's we come right. together with God on our side, can't nothing stop us, brother.
Nothing.
My first time I was ever on radio, it was with Dr. Calvin Rolock, and his theme was "Ain't nothing stopping us now."
That's right.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now, and we can get the moving, and nothing can stop us. The hoses didn't stop us, the bullets didn't stop us. Nothing can stop us if we have a made up mind. And now we have more resources, but we have to take those resources and we have to use them.
You've got it.
Yeah, it's exciting. Now, well, we haven't doubled our goal. Matter of fact, we haven't reached our first goal. I need some folk to call in right quick. Frank, what you got, man? You got somebody else? You're on mute, Brother Frank.
Yep. We got to thank Angela Mason from D.C. Thank
All
you
right.
so much, Angela. And we want to appeal to Doc's patients and to everybody that loves health, that knows health is wealth. Call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 with your donation. You can also call or log into WPFWFM.org and hit the donate button. Go ahead, Katia.
Well, no, I was just saying, you know, we have 9 minutes, and we need $290 to make this goal, and we can do this together, folks. Many hands make light work. And Frank outlined two of the ways that you can connect. You can also text us, text WPFWFM to 801-801. And, of course, we have Cash App, and, of course, that handle is escaping me right this moment.
801-801.
Well, that's the text to donate, but the Cash App is $WPFW. Right, exactly. Thank you, Frank. So there are four ways that you can connect with us. The most important thing that you can do is to support this program to your health. $290 to go, 9 minutes to do it, folks. Let's make Dr. Watkins happy and his guest and Frank happy, but let's also support ourselves. When you're pledging to WPFW, when you're supporting to your health, you are supporting your own health and well-being.
Yeah.
And if you've done well and you want to do something great, make a pledge for those that cannot right now but desperately need this information. There are so many people suffering, and you can make a difference simply by supporting to your health at this moment. 800-222-9739. WPFWFM.org are the ways to connect. $290 to go. 7 minutes to do it. We can do this, can't we, gentlemen?
There are people listening right now who can donate the whole $290.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. That's less than one office visit. All right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what we're talking about is helping people where they will go to the doctor's almost just to visit. The annual checkup, because most of these diseases, and we're going to be going through the hypertension, the cancer, you know, we talk about diabetes and other diseases that we can significantly, we can definitely prevent, because there are areas of the world where these diseases don't exist.
Don't exist.
Mm-hmm. Don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And we're having experts to come on and share with you so that you can take advantage. Dr. Cheatham, the brother, is awesome. I'm going to tell you, Frank could have been reading for the whole program, the boy's bio. But one of the things that I've noticed about Dr. Cheatham, he is willing to share the blessings that God has given him. And
That's
so
right.
he's here today,
mm-hmm.
and he's giving you information. You need to take advantage of it. And part of it is, in order to keep this program on the air, we need to meet our goal.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Dr. Watkins, I just want to make sure these good listeners understand how horrible the ravages of diabetes are. Most people think diabetes just is related to sugar, but it's not.
Blindness.
The sugar goes up as a signal that there is a disorder going on in your body that is disturbing your ability to metabolize energy, and in the process of that disturbance, you are producing chemicals and substances that lead to heart attacks, stroke, loss of limbs, loss of kidneys, loss of sexual function. You're leading to a detriment in your life. Do you know that heart attacks are directly related to people who have diabetes, that heart attacks are so much more prevalent in people who have diabetes, and it's not because of the sugar, it's because of the lipids and blood pressure that the diabetes is causing. The metabolic abnormality is not just sugar. Diabetes causes other things. And if a woman has a heart attack after age 46, she has a 25% chance, 1 in 4 chance, of being dead within the next year.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. It has been over a year and a half since Hamas invaded Israel on October 7, 2023. The resulting war has been marked by intense violence, heavy conflict, death, and displacement. Last month, a 6-week ceasefire went into effect between Israel and Hamas, wherein Hamas committed to releasing 33 hostages captured in its October 2023 attack in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. Since the ceasefire began, both sides have carried out 5 swaps, freeing 21 hostages and over 730 Palestinian prisoners. The next release was scheduled for this Saturday, calling for 3 more Israeli hostages to be freed in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. However, Hamas announced today that this and further exchanges will be delayed until further notice. Why so? Hamas accuses Israel of systematically violating the ceasefire agreement over the past 3 weeks, blaming Israel of, quote, delaying the return of the displaced to the northern Gaza Strip, targeting them with explosives and gunfire in various areas of the Strip, and not allowing the entry of relief supplies in all their forms according to what was agreed upon, end quote. If you have pennies in your pocket or in your piggy bank, they may one day become useless. President Trump announced yesterday that he has instructed Scott Bessent, Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, to stop the production of pennies because of the high cost. On social media, the president wrote bluntly, and I quote, "For far too long, the United States has minted pennies, which literally costs us more than 2 cents. This is so wasteful. Let's rip the waste out of our great nation's budget, even if it's a penny at a time," end quote. In the 2024 fiscal year, the U.S. Mint said in its annual report that the penny costs about 3.7 cents to produce and distribute, which is more than 20% higher than the previous year. The reason given for this increase is the rising cost of metals, including zinc and copper. To your local news, all live poultry markets in New York City, Westchester County, and Long Island have been shut down today after bird flu or avian influenza was detected at some facilities. State inspectors found evidence of bird flu at 7 poultry markets in Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. Those markets were immediately ordered to shut down, while all other markets had the weekend to sell off any remaining inventory. The state ordered shutdown for all live poultry markets will last until at least this Friday, February 14th, so the markets can be disinfected and re-inspected. According to the state order, all surfaces must be cleaned with soap or detergent and covered with disinfectant. And organic material must be removed from cages, equipment, and flooring. Dr. James McDonald, New York Department of Health Commissioner, said that at this time there are no human cases of bird flu that have been diagnosed in New York State. He added that there is no immediate public health threat. To the D.C. area, there was wall-to-wall traffic near the Navy Yard this morning, and that's going to be a constant feature going forward. Due to the president's executive order to terminate remote work options in the government, all Navy Yard workers, nearly 17,000 people, are required to come to work in person 5 days a week, and that began today. In view of this, the Naval District Washington said that personnel and the community should expect traffic congestion, increased foot traffic, and gate delays. Ward 6 D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen said 8,000 to 10,000 vehicles were expected to arrive at the Navy Yard, but there is not enough room for all of them, as there are less than 5,000 parking spaces.